as a certain culture, you just get used to living with your culture. You know, you want to live with, like you would say, your culture, what you're used to. So.
No, that's interesting. Where do you, I guess time is almost up, so I'm just, you know, where do you see Roswell? Let's say, time goes by so fast now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, where do you see Roswell in 5 years?
Definitely continuing to grow. Business wise, I mean, we're doing great now. I just see more people noticing that there's Roswell and wanting to come here, you know? Mm-hmm. And even like from the neighboring cities, like Marriott, Dunwoody, you know, Sandy Springs, I see more of them coming to Roswell, you know, because Roswell is Roswell, you know? And they see, and like I said, it's not a mystery to anybody that it's just, there's nothing here because it's here, you know, you just have to expose yourself to it. So I really do see Roswell growing definitely in the next 5 years. Probably even more schools, you know, because there's definitely have to be overcrowded, you know. So I just see even more schools coming up in Roswell.
How about yourself? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? I mean, you said you might want to own a business, but...
More established. More established within the Roswell community.
Yeah, because you said you already worked for
the city of Roswell
since you've been in high school, mm-hmm. right? Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, just, and that's the thing, you can work for the city of Roswell in the water department, you work for the city of Roswell in the dance department, you know, it's not, the city of Roswell is so big, you know, and there's so many different areas that you could work for within the city of Roswell, you know, you could be a police in the city of Roswell, so... I mean, that's why I say there's opportunity, and there's not many places you could say, oh, there's so much opportunity, you know, within that city. So.
Right, and one more, I meant to ask you this earlier. Okay, if someone had to give you a map of Roswell, and you had to divide it in different parts,
mm-hmm.
what would you call those different parts of Roswell? Or how would you divide?
What do you mean, like?
Like, would you say, you know how, like, you know, Atlanta, there's like, I'll tell you, okay, I'm from Richmond, so you have like South Side,
uh-huh.
you know, or people say, well, you know, once you cross Hull Street, that's,
okay, yeah.
You know, this side, I don't know, how would you do that?
I've never, I guess, to me, mm-hmm. like I guess to some people, Roswell is just so huge. I've always seen Roswell as a small city.
Okay.
And like as far as like if I had a map and it was to be divided, mm-hmm. I wouldn't even know where to divide it. You know, I would just, if the only section I would know, I'd be like, this is the Groveway community, you know, and this is historical Roswell. But as far as like the north side of Roswell or north this or... You know, just different. I know what you're saying, but I wouldn't even be able to divide it at this point. I mean, there's, because to me, when I see Roswell, I just see Roswell. I don't know if that's just me, but, you know, I just see Roswell. And like I said, you'll see that little circle there of historical Roswell, but I wouldn't say, like, North Roswell or the South Side of Roswell or something like that.
Okay. And is there anything you'd like to comment on or just... Even if it's something for future members of the community, is anything you'd like to say concerning Roswell in general?
No, it's just that, I mean, it's definitely a good place to live. Just, you know, come and be happy.
Come and be happy.
Okay. Come and be happy.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you very much, Tequila.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.